Figures published by the Ontario Science Table in recent days show a significantly higher number of non-vaccinated COVID-19 patients admitted to the hospital when compared to the number of fully vaccinated people. The figures are published on what the Science Table calls the Ontario Dashboard, Current Status in Ontario. The page provides several graphs, tables and paragraphs outlining the latest statistics and trends in dealing with COVID-19 cases and the rising number of hospital admissions related to COVID. One part of the page is labeled Current COVID-19 Risk in Ontario by Vaccination Status, and it features several bar graphs and line graphs outlining the increase in the number of new COVID-19 cases per 1 million citizens, per day. This is for the time period of the second to third weeks of January 2022. One graph, labeled COVID-19 cases, shows the rising number of unvaccinated residents at 1,006.2 per million persons, compared to the rise in the number those with two doses of vaccine at 513.8 per million persons, roughly one half of those who are not vaccinated. The second bar graph, labeled COVID-19 patients in hospital, shows 1,081.2 per million for the unvaccinated and 213.1 per million for those with two vaccinations. The vaccinated group is less than 20% of the non-vaccinated group. The third bar graph, labeled COVID-19 patients in ICU, is more dramatic, showing 261.6 per million persons assigned to Ontario intensive care units as being non-vaccinated, compared with 21.2 per million persons assigned to ICUs who are vaccinated with two doses. The vaccinated group accounts for only 8%. The Science Table does not offer an explanation for the numbers, but the data is regularly presented to the provincial government and public health agencies for their consideration in making decisions on public health matters. Len Gillis is a local journalism initiative reporter at Sudbury.com, covering healthcare in northeastern Ontario. The local journalism initiative is made possible with funding from the federal government.